Decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug a look, so help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug a look, chug a look. Make you wanna holler, holly ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug a look, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, hi-de-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor. Something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in. For my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip. Right on a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know?
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vigils held across Texas in the wake of catastrophic weekend flooding in Texas Hill Country. Pastor Alex Lara is from Elevate Church in San Antonio.
On the way over here, I was contemplating, what should I say? And immediately what came to my mind and heart were the words of the mighty Martin Luther King. And he said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can drive out darkness.
The death toll, at least 104 people, at least 20 still missing. Hamas says 18 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes overnight. Israel says 5 IDF soldiers were killed in an attack in northern Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House telling President Trump he's nominating Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. The president says the U.S. will be sending more weapons to Ukraine. Days after ordering a pause in deliveries, U.S. officials say the Defense Department is worried about its own supplies. This is ABC News. Authorities are investigating a man who was killed in a shootout with Border Patrol agents in southern Texas. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Authorities claim 27-year-old Ryan Lewis Mosqueda stepped out of his car and immediately began firing, injuring 3 people, including 2 officers, one of whom was shot in the knee. The threat of an active shooter forcing nearby McAllen Airport to briefly shut down. Authorities say the suspect drove all the way from Michigan,
which is where police say he had planned the attack. After nearly 20 years, the TSA says it'll stop asking people in the regular checkpoint line at airports to take off their shoes. Those in TSA PreCheck have been able to keep their shoes on for years. Anybody, however, who triggers an alarm at the scanners or magnometers may be asked to take their shoes off for additional screening. Amazon Prime Day sales are here again. The 4-day event began at 3:01 a.m. this morning and runs until early Friday. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. 2 people are dead and a 3rd is injured in an incident in rural Portage County. Mike Leishner has more.
It started with a well-being check on a home in the town of New Hope, located between Stevens Point and Iola, on Sunday. Officers found two deceased with gunshot wounds, and a third person was shot and injured when they approached officers with a weapon. That person has been hospitalized, and the officer who fired has been placed on administrative leave. Names of those involved have not been released.
Homes of some of the University of Wisconsin Regents were vandalized with pro-Palestinian messages. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that at least four homes were vandalized early Friday. Messages in red spray paint on the driveways read, "Regents are complicit in genocide" and "UW blood on your hands." Madison Police Sergeant Matthew Baker says the properties were also splashed with fake blood and had letters taped to the doors. I'm Raymond Neupert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
The Gilmanton Community Club invites you to the 79th annual Gilmanton Free Fair this weekend. There'll be live music with the Bear Creek Band Friday from 8 to midnight, the Bennett Valley Gray Band Saturday from 8 to midnight, and on Sunday, the Ya-Ya Boys perform from 2 to 5 p.m. Enjoy a big city carnival without the lines, and don't forget the great fair food. It's Wisconsin's biggest little fair, the Gilmanton Free Fair, this weekend in Gilmanton.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
So, I was taking my side hustle full-time.
Bold move, my friend.
And I needed to find everything in one stop.
Like finding Bigfoot riding a unicorn.
Yes, so I hit the Staples Easy button. Staples had everything for a new office and print services for signs and brochures. Plus, Cindy, the Staples associate, helped me find the best tech for me.
Wait, no drama?
No, Staples made it easy.
For the products, services, and experts your business needs, Staples.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Early clouds, then mostly sunny and pleasant today with a high in the low 80s. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s, and more sun and once again in the low 80s for a high tomorrow. Showers and storms return to the area by Friday, high around 80. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 62 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah. She never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Made a wish upon a star, I could have a brand new car. Got tired of wishing, so I stole one. 17 and knew it all. My dreams were big, but my thoughts were small. So many roads, somehow I chose the wrong one. But Jesus and Mama always loved me, even when the devil took control. Jesus and Mama always loved me. This I know. I felt trapped most all my life. Found new kinds of lows and highs. Never been a husband, but I've had a lot of wives to hold me. Headstrong, stubborn, couldn't be told. Like a wild horse that couldn't be rode. Rainbow chaser, hungry for gold and still searching. But Jesus and Mama always loved me, even when the devil
took control. Jesus and Mama always loved me. This I know. I wish Mom could see me now and have turned it all around. Lately I've been going down the right road. Life's a picture that you paint with blues and grays, cans and canes. Heaven knows I'm not a saint, but I know Jesus and Mama always loved me. Even when the devil took control, Jesus and Mama always loved me. This I know.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Confederate Railroad, Jesus and Mama, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 60s, expecting 80s with some chances of storms today. Our Ag Weather forecast this hour, Rod Bain is in this hour in our Newsmaker segment, as he'll bring us up to date on USDA's efforts to combat the avian bird flu. So we'll have more with Rod here coming up this hour. Later this morning, 9 o'clock, we'll get things underway from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, as we'll be having video streaming coverage of the Hog Show from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And that'll be on our video streaming service at realcountry1430.com. So you can watch that there. And that's compliments of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. The wheat harvest is underway. Make it easier with Alcivia's on-farm pickup program. Alcivia will haul your grain directly from your farm to its destination with freight included in Alcivia's bids. It's simple, efficient, and designed to fit your operation. Let Alcivia handle the trucking so you can focus on harvest. Try it out this season. Visit alcivia.com or call 608-819-4401. 4401 608-819-4401 to learn more.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Farm transition planning is a big topic these days. Joining us on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers, is Shana Borakove, partner and attorney and counselor at law at Borakove Osmond LLC, from a recent PDP Dairy Signal, who shares some insights when it comes to transitioning out of the farm.
You know, one, I think farmers have to realize that you are a client when you walk into someone's office. You are the one that is, you know, paying for services, and you are the boss. You know, I think that makes it a little bit easier to walk in and to know that when you're walking in, you have all the information that you need. You have a balance sheet. That's important information to know, right? That's important information that you have to share. And so it's the balance sheets, it's the financial statements that you have that you're working with your CPA with, right? And maybe you have a bookkeeper, maybe you're, you know, a member of your family is organizing those things. So one, balance statements, yes. The tax returns are often a good thing because it shows a little bit more about your business structure. So you don't have to be the one that's always answering questions. Questionnaire, I have found, is, I mean, an essential tool that we have that we expect our clients to complete, because if they don't, we miss these minute details that end up becoming important, right? So the lay of the land, the personal information, hugely important, takes just a few minutes to complete, but once it's done, you don't have to go back to it. What is a good outline of my assets? You know, farm and personal, because when we talk about farm transition, you know, so much gets emphasized with the farm, and it should be, because that's what the conversation is about. But those other things like bank accounts, you know, other financial information, other, you know, help, you know, spouses. If the farmer is married, you know, what does a spouse have? Is there a retirement you know, benefits? Do they have a day-to-day job that they have a 401k? All that other personal information really goes into the analysis of what is an appropriate transition that doesn't put anyone in a bad situation.
That's attorney Shayna Borakov on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free at pdpw.org. Her experiences in dealing with dairy farmers when it comes to farm transition planning.
First, I want people to be very practical about things. If I could ask my clients to do one more thing is to actually write down what their goal is when they think about farm transition. And then I want them to truly evaluate whether that can happen. It's like, I want to get out of my farm in 5 years and I want this person to take it over. And then truly ask yourself, is that possible? And have you done enough to even make that happen? Because those can't be forced and those can't be legally arranged. Visualizing, putting the goal down and holding yourself accountable to that, and then asking you yourself, is this a hope? Is this a desire? Or is this a real goal that can be attained? And have I done enough to make sure that this goal can be attained within the time frame that I want it to be? So that's one. Two is, you know, I think a big takeaway, which I kind of underscored when I was saying it, is there is sweat equity that's not just sweat equity, right? There is lost opportunity costs when we're not doing transitions in our life. And I would say before someone just says, I can't, or I won't, whatever the reason, look at the actual tax ramifications of not transitioning during life. And if you're just trying to come up with that solution in your mind, that's not where it should be. It should actually be, you know, I kind of really want to do this, but I feel like I can't do it because of taxes. Because your advisors can work. We have so many tools there that it is sometimes just putting the number and saying, you know, this is actually the difference of the rental income versus the capital gains. You know, it's not that bad. It's like $5,000 a year. I did that the other day and they're like, oh, I'm like, yeah, it's not, why aren't you just selling it now? And they're like, yeah, why aren't we just selling it now? So don't have the tax tail wag the dog, right? But don't use these excuses as something that prohibits you from exploring the opportunities.
Again, that's Shayna Borakov, who is a partner, attorney, and counselor at law at Borakov Osmond LLC, who shared on a recent PDP Dairy Signal some insights into farm transition planning. And you can hear that in its entirety for free simply by going to PDP's website at pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sir, if you don't mind, I'd rather be alone. From the moment I walked in tonight, you've been coming on. If I've told you once, I've told you twice. I'm just here to unwind. I'm not interested in romance or what you have in mind. What part of no don't you understand? To put it plain and simple, I'm not into one night stands. I'll be glad to
at the cafe down on the corner, with a lost look on his face. There ain't no fields to plow, no reason to now. He's just a little out of place. They say crime don't pay, but neither does farming these days. And the coffee is cold, and he's 50 years old, and he's gotta learn to live some other way. At the cafe down on the corner, with a lost look on his face. There ain't no fields to plow, he's bussing tables now. He's just a little out of place. Job don't pay half what it's worth, but it's a thankful man that gets it. At the cafe down on the corner, with a lost look on his face. There ain't no fields to plow, he's wishing for one now. He's just a little out of place. These soldiers without wars, and hometown boys without a home. Farmers without fields, and dealers without deals, and they sit here drinking coffee all alone. At the cafe down on the corner, with a lost look on their face. No fields to plow, they're wishing for one night. They're just a little out of place.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Sawyer Brown and Cafe on the Corner here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report, 62 in downtown Durand. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, August milk up 4 to 18.18. September, October, November all steady. September at 18.77. October 19.06. November 18.91. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels down 1 to 171, 40-pound block steady at 168.5, one trade a barrel, five trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1.5 to 262, one trade on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up a quarter to 126.25, one trade. Dry whey steady at 60.75, no trades on the day. Cattle markets yesterday closed mostly higher with triple-digit gains in the markets, as the markets did see some higher boxed beef prices, and that helped to support the markets. Now, new show lists may appear to be mixed, higher in Nebraska and Colorado, but lower in Kansas and Texas. Hog markets, meanwhile, they were mostly higher as well. Some of the stronger pork cutout values helping to support the markets. Expect a mixed open in the livestock sector today. August live cattle opens the day at 215.90, October 212.95. In December at 213.42. August feeder cattle open at 313.72. September 313.52. October at 311.35. July hogs open at 106.95. August 107.10. and October at 92.87. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all mostly lower once again. Most markets are up against recent chart support, which will also be pivotal to hold given the increasingly bearish fundamental outlook that traders hold for U.S. crop prices. U.S. trade policy will remain in the market focus for the remainder of the month following the Trump administration's extension of tariffs to some of the countries to August 4th, but also the largest escalation in some time as letters were sent to other countries outlining increased tariff rates also beginning potentially on August 4th. Also, some positive crop weather will continue to pressure the markets. July corn down 1.5 this morning to 416.5. September down 1.75 to 401.75. New crop down 2.75 to 418. July beans up 1.25 this morning to 1033. August down 5.5 to 1026. September down 2.75 to 1010.75. New crop down 1.75 to 1019. July soybean meal down $1.10 to $267.40, while July soybean oil steady at $54.07. Chicago wheat, July steady at $5.39.75, and September down 2.5 to $5.46. Meanwhile, Minneapolis wheat's July steady at $6.20.75, September down 3.5 to $6.33.75. Energy markets this morning, August crude oil down 17 cents to 67.76, September down 12 cents to 66.37. Meanwhile, August and September gas both up a cent, August at 216, September at 212. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Local markets from Monday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 364, August 367, new crop 361, cash beans 947, August 952, new crop 931. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 387.5, August 385.5, September 383.5, new crop 370.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and August corn 388, new crop 374. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 368, new crop 370. Cash beans 956, new crop 950. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 365, new crop 371. Cash beans 943, new crop 936. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 383, August 383, September 378, new crop 381. Cash beans at 981, August 983, September 958, new crop 958. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 361, August 364, new crop 367, cash beans 962, new crop 954. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 217 to 239, Holstein fed cattle 187 to 213, market cows 120 to 150, bulls 148 to 197, calves 310 to 1465, beef steers 180 to 550, Holstein steers 220 to 430. Sheep markets, light lambs 295 and down, market lambs 200 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 75 and down, goat markets, does 180 and down, bucks 270 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-885-9700. 800-885-9700. That's 800-885-9700.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Eyes so blue, your vision in white, and I've been waiting all night just to have one dance with you. Now all my dreams are coming true. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been stars above, and I got the chance to have a dance, but one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right.
You've been packing. Just sit down and talk to me while I know you tried to tell me what was lacking, but I guess I must have missed it by mine. Well, this time, girl, I swear to you I'll listen. Help me understand where I went wrong. It's hard to find myself in this position. Scared that I'll go crazy once you're gone. Help me hold on to what we had. Once our love was strong, it can be again. You said it takes. All along, so help me hold on.
got to do to make it better? What have I got to do to make you see that even though I promised you forever, I never knew how hard that would be? I realize I took your love for granted, but I've learned that love worth having don't come free. And I'll pay any price it takes to keep you satisfied and staying here with me. Help me hold on to what we had. Once our love was strong, it can be again. You said it takes two to make love last. You were right all along, so help me hold on.
The latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 820 and 420 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Turn it up, Tom. All right, boys. This is her favorite song. You know that, right? So if we play it good and loud, she might get up and dance again. Oh, she put her beard down. Here she comes, here she comes. Left, left. Left, right, left.
Woo.
Hustlers shooting eight ball, throwing darts at the wall, feeling damn near 10 feet tall. Here she comes, Lord help us all. OTW's girlfriend done slapped him out his chair. Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky-tonk, but don't get down. In perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And ooh-wee, shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even get them bridges on? That honky tonk, but Donkey Kong.
Oh, son.
Now, honey, you can't blame her for what her mama gave her. It ain't right to hate her for working that money maker. Banjo's down at two, but we're hanging out till three. We hate to see her go, but love to watch her leave. With that honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk. Now keeping perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even get them britches on? With that honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Well, what are the latest developments in progress regarding USDA efforts to combat highly pathogenic avian influenza in poultry and egg-laying flocks? Rod Bain has more.
Back in February, USDA announced a five-pronged strategy to address highly pathogenic avian influenza and mitigating egg prices and supplies, both short-term and long-term. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins presented the first update of this strategy in March in a call with reporters, indicating,
"We intend to hold regular check-ins with the public to update on the progress of our plan."
The second update in late June included efforts on biosecurity assessments and commercial poultry operations, a measure expanded upon in March from pilot projects.
These assessments, which were previously available on a limited basis, have been extremely successful in improving biosecurity on individual premises and preventing the introduction or spread of avian influenza.
The June update notes over 900 biosecurity assessments to date and a reminder of resources available to help producers prepare for fall wild bird migration. USDA is covering the full cost of assessments and supporting part of costs for biosecurity improvements on farms. The Agriculture Department offers two free voluntary biosecurity assessments to help poultry and egg producers get ahead of potential high-path avian flu threats. One assessment covers wildlife risk mitigation, the other on general biosecurity improvements. Another aspect of the HPAI strategy, indemnity payments to affected producers.
Effective February 27th, we increased the indemnity rate for layers by 2.41 times, which amounts to $16.94 per head, to provide critical relief to our farmers.
Since February, almost $70 billion in payments have been made to directly support layer flocks. Innovation as a key part of addressing HPAI threats in poultry and egg-laying flocks was announced in March by the Secretary through
up to $100 million available for a funding opportunity to support projects on avian influenza prevention, therapeutics, vaccines, and research.
Applications closed last month for the HPAI Poultry Innovation Grand Challenge funding opportunity. 416 proposals were received, with applicants requesting a total of $793 million in funding. USDA expects awards to be finalized by this fall. Finally, stabilization of supply and lowering of egg prices is in part occurring through an increase of imports, primarily from five nations, and doubling the number of import receiving facilities for shell table eggs for breaking and pasteurization. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
We could see an isolated shower or storm across western Wisconsin today in our ag weather forecast. Our afternoon highs, so it will be in the low 80s. Now, a storm system will begin to bring widespread rain into the region Thursday night and into Friday. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a slight chance of a shower or storm, high 79 to 84, relative humidities at 49 to 54%. Light winds becoming northwest at 5 to 8. an isolated trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 56 to 61, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, northwest winds at 5 to 6 early, becoming light. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 76 to 81, relative humidities at 49 to 54%, light winds becoming north at around 5. We'll see about 13 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, partly sunny, highs 80 to 85. Friday, cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80. Sunday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA attraction bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way, at MOA, mallofamerica.com.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Livestock can't fan themselves to cool off. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Evaporative coolers reduce the ambient temperature and alleviate the effects of heat stress as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at successful_farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at successful_farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Livestock have a tough time staying cool in the summer months and can suffer from heat stress. Providing relief with evaporative cooling is a low-cost way to keep them comfortable in the barn and other livestock facilities. This is especially helpful during fair time when you want show animals at their peak performance and need more than a fan blowing the hot air around. Misty Wilburn is the marketing manager for Porticool. She says evaporative coolers are more energy efficient than air conditioning systems and have no coils or chemicals. Water is poured into a reservoir, or you can hook the unit up to a hose and let it self-regulate. A pump in the bottom of the reservoir pumps the water up and over the top of evaporative media.
So we have a high-velocity fan on the other side of the media, and the fan actually pulls air through the evaporative media that's wet with water, and the water and the air interact with one another, and the water actually cools the temperature of the air, which is then blown out the front of the fan. So the products never mist, they don't fog, so you don't have to worry about your barn getting wet or muddy.
What you buy depends on a few factors, such as the size of the livestock and the space. Small units focus on a single animal, and larger coolers can bring relief to an entire stall of animals.
It helps with not only keeping them a bit happy, but also it helps keep their production up, meaning they're going to keep gaining weight, they're going to keep producing milk, things like that, and their energy is going to be able to go into that production instead of trying to keep themselves cool.
Evaporative coolers only have two working parts, the water pump and the fan motor, so they consume very little power. Learn more about evaporative coolers for livestock at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She was aware of her insecurities as she took the stage. She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. Oh, she melted in. And she brought them to their feet. She was a big star at Banana Joe's Bar, where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She made the local cable shows where the camera fell in love with her face. After a couple of weekends, the groupies were crawling all over the place. She signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small time town was hers. She was a big star at Banana Joe's Bar, where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundi, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.